we are on Daf, Samach Bey, Samach Dalek, around six lines from where the lines start getting wide. Ahu Gavre, the Botash, the Kaspisa, the Chavre. A person kicked a Kaspisa. So Rashi says, Bekaspisa Argus Shemanichem Baiksofim. This is a type of a box that one stores money. Shodye Benare. And it went into the, he kicked it and it went into the river. Osa Mori Vaoma Hochi Vahochi Havali Begavit. So the Balabos came and was Teveya. He said that I had, the Gemara and Havmin learned, he had X amount of money. Yosef Ravashi v'komayin bay ki haygav namay. Ravashi was ma'ayin. Omalei Ravina l'Ravache b'rei derove v'omri lo Ravache b'rei derove l'Ravashi. What is the shayla? Lav haynu masnisin. Tisnanu moidim chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'madlik esabiro. Shemeshalim kol ma shebesoichoi sheken derech ne'odom l'niach bebatem. We say that a person who's madlik as a bira pays kol ma shebe bira because a bira is something zamokim that derech ne'odom l'niach bebatem. Kedech ne'odom bebatem. So memele, what is the shayla? We'll see in Taisvis a little clearer what the Gemara is speaking about. Amalei, so Rabashi said, Ide kotoin zuzi ochenami. If he would say there was money in the kaspese, and he's moneying the riboy hamomen, so then you're 100% right. Oche b'mayaskinen, de kotoin marginise. He's finding that there was a magolius in this kaspese, that I have a shayla. Mai mimanchi inchi maganisa bekaspese eloi. As a person put in a kaspese, this is a box which is usually used to store money, not to store jewels. Eloi, or maybe one doesn't put a maganisa in such a box. Teiko. So Lamaisa, the Gemara bribes by a teiko. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Mimanchi inchi maganisa bekaspusa eloi. So Taisvis says, Afilu yesh eidim shahoya boy maganisa mi boy loi. Speaking about it is eidim that are made, that there was a maganisa in this kaspusa. So what's the shayla? He was zichem mazik, a maganisa. So Taisvi says, the shema lo yiboy lei la asuke adaita lahai. Maybe, and Taisvi says, more the tradition, maybe he didn't have to assume that there's a maganisa in this box. So memele, if le havele la asuke adaita, so he's potter. We're talking about Odom HaMazik. And Odom HaMazik is potter by a hezek that he was unaware that he's doing. Even though the etzem pula that he was doing was intentional, but the hezek that he was doing was, he didn't dream that he's doing such a hezek. V'loy amrin in my havelei gabei da'aske. So Taisvi says, but the Gemara before said us for it. We had a maise that a person gave a dinner zov to an isha, memra vrove, and he told her, be careful. She became a shamer on this dinner zov. He told her, watch it, it's kesef. So the Gemara says, if she was mazikit, she has to pay. Zikosai mishalem es dinozov, mishim daom alo, my havelich gabei daaskesei. Why were you mazikit? You had no right to be mazikit. So, and she can't answer, well, I didn't know it was Zov. Because, and if you didn't know that it was Zov, it was Kesef, you had a right to be massacred? So Tosfos is asking a Amora d'Kekasha. So there we say that if she had no right to be mazikit, so Mimele, she's mechuyev to pay, even though she was ignorant what she's being mazik. And here we say that she was mazik, this person was mazik, a marganisa. And here we're saying, if lehavale lasuke adaite, that in this box to be a marganisa, he's potter to pay. So Tosfos says there's a chilek. Given the regili inchi lanuchi klal, this is something the lehavale lasuki adaite klal, and if it's lehavale lasuki adaite, there's a ptur onus, and I'm potter to pay. Loidomi ledina zov de lael, the boye lo lasuki adaite tvei. There, pshat is, she should not have been so naive to believe that this is silver. The pomim shoima came, the yore shim hoisa yoidas, shehi shel zov, loy hoisa shem rosai. That means the person who gave her this dinner had a negia to tell her that it's silver, because if he'll tell her that it's gold, so she wouldn't want to become ashamed on it. So she should have realized that whatever he's telling her, she has to take with a grain of salt. So since this realization should have been in the back of her mind, so therefore, if she's mazikit b'yadayim, she can't say she's an onus, because you should have realized that could be he's not telling you the truth. But over here, that's the suffix of Rav Ashi, that here no one puts a maganis in a kaspisa, so memele, here takele havelo la suki adaite, and lemaise, the svar to say, that he's potter. Now Taisa says, v'loidomi nami la'arniki begodish. Now Tosfos says we had an arniki begodish according to the Chachamim, your potter, afilu hidlik b'shel acherim, afilu he was madlik in yenem's rishus, the regilim tvei demanchi maganise bekasposa. So Tosfos is splitting the sugye mamish, splitting hairs. Arniki begodish, that's ichre. No one should ever cholim that a person will stick an arniki in a godish. So therefore, yezicha potter by an arniki begodish, and Tosfos says, that's potter misvore. The loiboy loy lasuki adaiti, that's Tosfos, and that's samachalavam at beis, shinich odam arniki begodish. So that's poshit. And there you'll be potter. Afilu ba'odam. We're talking about odam amazik over here. We have to understand. Adiner zov is the avalei lasuke adaite, in order to be chayiv als odam amazik. Maganisa is in between, and that was the sofik of Rav Ashi. Is this doime to arniki? Or is this daime to Adiner Zov? Before we go further, the Rashba is chaylik on Tosfos. The Rashba says if a person is mazik biyodayim, Yizicha chayev to pay. No shayla about it. We would have Adim that there was a maganisa, Yizicha chayev to pay. Now, Gavulche, we had mentioned a Beis HaLevi in Parshas Vayishlach, that the Beis Halevi says, he says, Pshat in Posik, the Posik is Metayer the Avlov Shem, Timei Bas Yaakov, Nevola Osa Bi Yisrael, Vachein Lo Yeyose. The Posik says, the Gvaldika Avla of Shem. So the Beis Halevi Tain is, really these in Yonem, Timas Bas Yaakov, Nevola Bi Yisrael, these concepts were not, Shem was not able to understand the Gevaldika Avla and Tima Bas Yaakov, Nevola Bi Yisrael. He was rochik from such concepts. So the Mele, so the Beis Halevi says, so when you come to, so this person is a Shaygik. Good, he didn't realize the Avla that he was doing, the magnitude of the Avla. So therefore, they should have taken this into consideration. So this person is like a Shaygik, doesn't realize the Chaymer Advar. So the Beis Halevi says, but it says, V'chein lo yeyose. But if this would only be an Avla for a Bas Yaakov, don't be an Avla for Nevola also be Yisrael, so then he's taka Shaygik. But V'chein lo yeyose, this is an Avla for a Poshetabas. This is an Avla for a Poshetabas. So Memela, so he has no Teretz. So if he did something that he knows he did wrong, even though he did not realize the magnitude of the wrongness, but that's called amazed already. You knew you did wrong, even though you don't realize the Chaymer Advom, you're responsible for your actions. And the Beis Halevi brings a raya from our Gemara. The Gemara says that she was told that this was Kesef, and reality it was Zov. His ikasai mishalem es dinar zot. B'shem da'oma lo mayhava lei gabeich da'askesei. So the Beis Halevi says, the pshat is that if Kesef you'd be allowed to be mazik, only Zov you're not allowed to be mazik, so memele, so then you have a teretz. You didn't know that this was Zov. But Kesef, you're also not allowed to be mazik. So you did something that you knew you did wrong. So now you're responsible for the Chaymer Advom, you have to pay for Zov. But now that we learn this Teisviz, we see it's right from Poshet. According to the Rashba, Dach Sechmer, the Beis Halevi is right. The Rashba says, by an Odom HaMazik, you can't come with Terutzim, I didn't know. He's Chaylik on Teisviz. He has a different shot in the Gemara, we'll see soon. But he holds Yizichachai, Odom HaMazik Yizichachai. He says, Afilu the Chachomim hold, that Hidlik Besech Shal Chaveiroi, Yepoter on an Anik, he said, that's an Odom HaMazik. He was a Pesheya, he made an Eish, Yenim's property, he wasn't careful. So there this Dinim, if Lehavale Lasuki Adaita, he's Potter. But Odom HaMazik, there's no Teretz whatsoever. So according to the Rashba, it's very good. But according to Taisis says a whole cheshbon, the whole reason you're chayev by a dinner zov, because the havelei lasuki adaita, that maybe it's not a dinner zov. She was told it's kesef. She should have realized this was only to ensure that she should be mekabel shmir on the dinner. So according to Taisis, but something that one is not masig the chaymer advarim, you're not mechuyif, you're not responsible for your actions. So lechayre the Beis Halevi dachsemir is not a libe the Taisis, it's a libe the Rashba. Let's go further in Taisis. Ve'ein leforesh, the le'inyin shvuim iboilei. Maybe, let's not say such a big chiddush. Let us say that the Shaila was, what, not that we know that there was a Maganis in the Kaspis and the Shaila says in Mechuyev to pay since Lahavale Lasuke Adaiti. No, we don't know. The Bailam says that there was a Maganis. And since it's Loishchia, that there should be a Maganis in the Kaspis, we won't believe him. So even though we hear this atakonas nigzal, but this atakone that if something was stolen from a nigzal, we don't know the amount that was stolen, so Chazal were mamin the nigzal b'shvuah. So that's something, if it's something that's logo to happen. He stole money, I don't know how much money he stole, so we'll believe him to be mavara, the value of what was stolen. But over here, we're speaking about that we have to believe him that a maganisa was stolen, which is very not shriach. So maybe that is pshat in the Gemara. Is he nema with a shvur or not? V'ein lefarish linyin shvur mi boi lei yosu takonis nigzal v'yei nema loyma shoye boi maganisa. Dim kei maho yoyma laravashi lavhaino masnisin ma'inyin zela mishnosein. He says, the Gemara asked the Kasha, what is the Shaila? What is the Shaila to Mishnah? Yechayev by a bire and kol ma shebesoichai. So, if the Dian is on Chiyuv, so the Gemara is, so there's no teretz of lehavlei lasuki adait, is something that's rogel to be there, you're responsible. So the Gemara held, we're speaking about money in the kaspasa, so you're responsible. So it's very good. So what's your shaila? So my answer, no, there was a maganise. But if you say the shaila is zinemon b'shvue, so the Mishnah speaks about a shvue. The Mishnah says that a person is nemon b'shvue. Who spoke about a shvue? The Mishnah in shvue said by a gazon, he's nemon by shvue. Here there's a shaila zinemon. I mean, how do you bring the Mishnah? So that's why Tosfos is doicha this pshat. The Rashba says the Gemara is speaking about Shvuah. He says, if you learn the Gemara Elach, he says, that's pshat in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Ahu gavre debotash pekaspeso de chavre, shodye benare, osa more ve'omar, Hochi v'hochi havali begabo. So it seems that his timing, this was what was inside. Like this, it should have said, Osa mori v'tove ma'da havi begabo. I'm not telling you what it's like, they didn't tell you. Osa mori v'tove ma'da havali begabo. Lemaisa, so he says, like, the shaila was fakert. Yizichachayiv, the shayla was, if he's neman with a shvue, you have to understand clearly what he does with the raya from the, what the raya was from the Mishnah. But kaponim, so we hear the amachlikas, Tosfos and the Rashba. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar lei Rav Yehime le Rav Ashi, toin kasa de kaspa bebira mai. Rav Yehime es Rav Ashi, Now we're talking about a shaila. Someone burnt down a bira, and he tainis that there was a silver kais in this bira. What is the din? Amalei chazina. So it depends. Iinish ometu. If he's a wealthy person, the islay kasa the kaspe can afford the silver kais. Inami im inish mehemnu. He's a trustworthy person. The mafke the inchi gabe mishtabe v'shokol. So then he'll swear. V'ilo ilav kol kemine. Now, this Gemara, here Zichah speaking about Shvuah. The Gemara, and here the Gemara gives us guidelines. The Gemara gives us guidelines that he can only swear if it's, we'll only believe him with the Shvuah if it's something that's allowed to happen. Either he's a wealthy person, or he's a trustworthy person, then we'll believe him with a Shvuah. If it's not any of these two, so he's not Neman with a Shvuah. But I'll kaponim from the Gemara, you see, that he's Mechuyev to pay. That's no Shaila in the Gemara. He's not Neman with a Shvuah. So the Yelos HaShacha is the Kasha. So what is this different to Maganisa? Maganisa, we say, since it's, by Manchi Inchi Maganisa Bekaspisa, So over here, if he's not wealthy and he's not a ish nemon, this arsonist that went and nichnas b'sech shal chaveroi, why is he mechuyif to pay? This already Yelos Hashacha asks. There's another ha'or, a merdik ha'or from the Ramban. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara said before that Rav said he heard something according to Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't know exactly what was said, and Shmuel told him, "Amashmu v'loy oda abe ma'ishmilei Rabbi Yehuda the machayv al niskei tomon be'ish also takonas nigzal be'ish." He said, so Shmuel said, this is what you heard. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's machayv al niskei tomon be'ish. So if we don't know what was tomon, and the baal, the person who is things got burned down, tells us this was tomon, there's a takone, that takonas hanigzol, we believe him. So let us again see Tosfos. L'Rabbi Yehuda de machayv al niskei tomon be'ish. So Tosfos says, why did the Gemara mention Rabbi Yehuda? L'Rabbonu nami avi motzalem eim meima. Tosu takone bebire b'chol dovo. If it was hidlik b'seich shal chaveroi. So by a bire, I don't know what was in the bire. Or b'godish b'mayrigin. Or speaking about the kelim which are rogel to be in a godish. N'zayta hidlik b'seich shal chaveroi. So it's also, so they made a takone. Also takonas nigzal be'isha. Why did the Moshe say dafka according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ela revusa ashmino. The Rabbi Yehuda afilo aniki begodish osi takonas nigzal. No, he wants to tell us a chiddush. He wants to tell us a chiddush afilo an aniki begodish, which is very not shchiach, also takonas nigzal. So if he swears that, I'm telling you it was an aniki begodish, he's nemo. So frik ter Ramban, so what do you do with this Gemara? Here the Gemara says there was a silver case, and then we clarified the can he afford a silver case? Can he afford a silver case? So if he can't afford, he's not Ish Ma'amon, he's not Ma'amon. You're going to tell me there was a silver case, so who do you think you're pulling the wool over? Whose eyes you're pulling the wool over? So here the Gemara assumes that Dava Poshut, you're not Ma'amon. And Aniki Begodish, which we see in the previous days, was Aniki Begodish, you feel a part of your mazikin. That's real Oishriya. Here, Aniki Begodish is also Takonis Nigzal Be'ishoi. And here, the Gemara is a Sofik by Kasa de Kasper with Yizicha Mechuyiv to pay. And there's only, and here there's a Shaila of his name on Bishwur. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Amalei Rabade Bereide Rabivi L'Rabashi Ma Ben Gazlan L'Chamsen. What is the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsen? Amalei Chamsen Yoiv Domi. A Chamsen gives money. Gazlan Lo Yoiv Domi. A Gazlan doesn't give money. That's the difference. Before we go further, let's just see the next place, so know exactly what we're speaking about. Ma ben gazlan lechams. So Taisha says, the lishne dekra ein chilik b'nayim. When the Torah speaks about eight chamos, in lishne dekra, chamos means a gazlan. V'hochi kaboi ma ben gazlan derabonon lechamsen derabonon. There's a gazlan derabonon, there's a chamsen derabonon. What's the difference? What shat a gazlan chamsen derabonon? The sanya beperik zeboira, hoisifu aleihem a gazlonim v'achamsonim. Chazal will moisif to pass aleides a gazlonim v'achamsonim. On the forest, the Gemara says, what does that mean? So just one second. So this midarabonon agazlon, midarabonon achamsen. So that the Gemara is asking, what is in be lishne darabonon? What is the difference between achamsen and agazlon? We're not speaking about a chamsin de krah because he doesn't give money. He is a garzon. The rabbonon is a chamsin de rabbon, a garzon de rabbon. Meforish, gazlin la yoiv domi. So Agamal says, gazlin yoiv domi and chamsin yoiv domi. So why is he only at the rabbonon? Ubimetzius cheresh oite bekotten, kilomukilei hosom. A gazlin and the rabbonon is speaking about the cheresh oite bekotten, picked up a metzius. So Meikaradin, the Metziah does not belong to him because he doesn't have any das. Ibn Darke Sholem, Chazal said that we consider Ki'ilu belongs to them, it belongs to the parents, which is only in the Rabban de Kedim. Dain Apostle Minatoir Elamishim Darke Sholem. So this is a Gazlan de Rabbono. It means it really doesn't belong to the Nigzel. No, but the Midnaidarke Shol belongs to the Nigzel, and someone steals from him, this is a Gazlan de Rabbona. So he says, what's a Chamsin de Rabbona? So he answered him, a Chamsin de Rabbona is that he paid for it. Chamsin Yoiv Domi, Gazlan la Yoiv Domi. That's what he answered him. Omalei, Yoiv Domi, if he paid for it, Chamsin Koris Lei. It belongs to him. He's not a Chamsin. For Omar Ravune Tlue Vizovin Zvini Zvini. Ravune said, if you hang someone up and you tell him, either sell it to me or I'll hang you up. So that's a very good sales talk, and he agrees to sell it. So the din is, it's sold. There's a very convincing sales talk, and it's sold. So why are you saying he's a chamsin? And the Gemara says, Alamdus, just like every meicher sells, he also is forced into it. Gavonsi dezuzi gomel makne. He needs money, so he sells his chafetzim. So this person needs his life, so he also sells the chafetzim. So that's not called to sell. So agavonsi gomel makne. So Gemara says, like Asher. That's true. Tluye vizovin, if he gave him money and he agreed to sell it, if he said, I'm asking, so then it's takke, he's not a chamsin, it's takke sold. Hoda chamsin has hoda loy oma roitzani. He didn't say he's masking. He's not masking. But he gave money. So if he gave money, so the Gemara is saying as follows. So really, there's no gzeilus mammon over here. That means he had a chayfetz that's worth $100. I gave him $100 and I took the chayfetz. So there's no gzeila in Shabbos. It's only a gzeilus chayfetz. So that's not called so, because I didn't even steal a Shabbat pruta. It's okay, the Shabbos he is a gzeilus chayfetz without a gzeilus Shabbos. So that is only a gazlan de rabbonah. That's a chamsin de rabbonah. So Taisvis, chamsin yoiv domi, uchshalay omar reitzani, kedem meforish. It's speaking about he didn't say reitzani. Avo min ha-toyre ein ha-posel, ala heiche de lo yoiv domi. Min ha-toyre yon ha-posel, if he didn't give money. Avo leiche de yoiv domi, kosher. He's not a gazlan, because, as we mentioned before, because there's no gzeilus shavius. Like Taisvis, afal pi sha'iver alav the leisachmei. Like Taisvis, but the love of leisachmei is over. So what Taisvis kashe? So since he's over the love of Leisachmoy, Tais is understood, the love in Lechere, it is like that. The love of Leisachmoy is, that's good for Pshat. I shouldn't be chaymed the chafetzim for my chaver. Now give him money. He doesn't want to sell it. And I'll take it from him. So that's not called gezel, but that's called chemder. So Bezois Ataisis is asking Akashe, so why is a Chamsin only posel la'edis midarabona? He should be posel minatayre. He's over on Leisachmoy. So l'chere should be posel min ha-teire out this lav. It says, he-sifu aleim, ha-gazlonim ha-chamsonim. So Tosfos answers, amrine bepek shnai moichsim, le-sach med le-inchi b'loidomi mashmalu. The Gemara says, inachanami, the taich of le-sach med is, afilo you give money, you take away bal koche, that's the lav of le-sach med. But people don't know the true taich. They think leisachmed is if you don't pay money. So it comes that Memeson, he's a shaygik, the lav. So he's not posel eidus. He thinks he's not doing an avera. So it's only posel midarabonim. Vahi the soif mechilten the maisim mechomas b'nei yehude. Afula heche the yoiv domi ave keilo neitel nishmosai. So Tosfos says, Lav drosha gemurehi, this is not a emes a drosha, elas machte baalme, the chamsen de kro haino gazlon dlo yoivtam. You bring a posik, chamas bina Yehuda, neitel nishmosoi, that is pashti de kro speaking about that he didn't pay any money. If you paid money, you're not a chamas, das machte baalme. Vim taima, given the chams and the yoiv domi posel mid rabono, im kain ki amrinim bepeik shnayim oichsim. Now before we say over the Gemara, let's just mention what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara has a chakire that we say choshed amamoyne choshed ashpu also yes or no. That means as follows: a person who's choshed to steal, will this person restrain himself from stealing if he has to swear false? What I say, this person is consistent. I mean, if he's up to stealing, so swear false also. I mean, by him he's living with a policy, a hechech layagunach. I mean, you have to make a panosa, so, you steal, you have to swear false. So that's all the tricks of the trade. You have to do this for this. So Mamela, a person who I'm choshet him, he's stealing, I will not accomplish anything by giving him a shvua, because a person who is potz and zela is potz, he'll swear false also. Or maybe not. Shvua is a very scary thing. Nizdaza ho'ilam, gazel, no, about shvua, a person won't swear false. So choshet amamayna, lo choshet ha'shvua. That's a shayla in the Gemara. And just agavuche, the Gemara has the Beispiel, if you say choshta, mamayna choshta shvuoso, so all the time, an edechad will say, for example, that he borrowed money. They'll say he didn't borrow the money. So you make him swear. No, manashech, if you think he's lying, so he's a gazlan. So what will the shvua accomplish? There's another story. You have to be there between the lines. Pshat is, when he says he didn't borrow money, he doesn't mean to say that he won't pay back. You have to understand what's happening over there. Really, he borrowed money. He intends to pay back. At the present time, he doesn't have money. Take out of a savings account, he doesn't want to do. But they slept him to Besdin, and they said pay up. So he said he didn't borrow money. But this person isn't choshed amamayna. I mean, he's up to paying back eventually. So mamele, so the Torah said, but you'll tell him to swear, chas v'shol, so we will accomplish something. But the Gemara says, but a person who's take really choshed amamayna, it could be this, choshed ashvuos. So the Gemara brings a raya as follows. Hoda, ala hoda omar avune, mashbi inoisei shvuos sheinei boshusot. The Gemara says like this, a Mishnah Namafkid. The Mishnah Namafkid says as follows, that Hashem Achinam was given a chayfetz to watch. And then all of a sudden the Hashem Achinam comes to the Mafkid and he tells you, no, I have bad news. Nebuch, your chayfetz was stolen. Chayfetz was stolen. But then he says, you know, but really don't feel too bad. I'll pay you for it. Even though I'm Hashem Achinam, I can't see that you should have Agmas Nefesh. I'll pay you for it. Gewaldig, such a fine person. So Rav Huna said, don't be so naive. It could very well be this person is the ganav. He's saying the truth. It was stolen. Back is stolen. He's the ganav. He wants the chayfetz. He's paying for it. He's paying for it. He has the chayfetz. He's a nice person. And shalom al Yisrael. So he can't be so naive. So Rav Huna says, we'll compliment and everything. But one thing, just make a shvua that it's not b'shuscha. But just make a shvua it's not b'shuscha. So frek the Gemara, so let's see. So as Rav Huna is saying, in other words, that we have a chshad, maybe you're the ganav, maybe it's by you, you want to steal it. And that's why you said it was nignav. You said it was nignav, but you're talking the ganav. So how will we be mavara? This is not the case. You swear ain't a b'shuscha. You swear ain't a b'shuscha. So now we see, you swear it's not by you. Like the Gemara, but if you're old choshed, I'm a minor choshed, I shvu also. You're choshed him that he stole it. This is not a person that wants to stall for time. You're choshed him, he stole it. So if he stole it, what will you accomplish by telling him to swear? Ain't it b'shusi? He'll swear false also. If he's choshed to steal, he's choshed to swear false also. That's the Gemara's kash. Elohad omar ravuna mashpi noise shvu shayne b'shusi. Neima migo de choshed amamayne choshed ashvuos. So what will the shvu accomplish? Umeshani meire v'oimer domi ko yehivna. He says, no, this person is not choshed amamayne. He feels he's not doing anything wrong. He's paying for it. He's paying for it. This person is choshed amamayne. He feels that he's not doing anything wrong. So therefore, you'll tell him to swear. Chas v'shalom, he won't swear false. But here he's giving money. Mikol mokim fektach toisves matiritz pekach im hu ma'akiv apekodim v'yodo v'roitze lifto v'domim v'al kochei shal baylam harei hu chamsen hu posa l'shvu amid ha'rabono v'akati neymo migid ha'choshed ha'momoy ne'choshed ha'shvuos. So, if you choshed him that he's a chamsen, so maybe he'll swear false also. V'yashloimah, so that I says a few terutzim. Terutz number one, the mikol mokim, begazlan di ayraisa ein lo ichiach shelo yei choshed ashvuos. That's right. If you choshed someone that he's a gazl darabon, so we see he's not choshed ashvua. So we'll accomplish something. But al kaponim, you have no raya from over here that a gazlan derais is le choshed ashvua, so? Because he's not a gazlan derais. He's giving money. He's meira heter. Va'oit, then Taisus has a second teretz, the chamsen derabonon kosheru. I got news for you. A chamsen derabonon is kosher lishova. Nis kosher leidis. The einoi posel. It first becomes posel. Achi yachizu olav. That means a maisa chomos. And I give money. And it's balkolchoi shalabailam. You're not posel leidis and lishvua till bezin is machis. Kedoma beperik zaboira. And therefore, v'afilam yodua shenasa chamsen binyan ze. Even though I know that he became a chamsen, binyan ze shem lo yrochachom lepois lo yagabakach v'gam lo yelahachiz elodavke kishokil lo yelahachiz olav elodavke kishokil v'chotev bezroya bal kochaya debaylo. So Taisvis wants to say as follows, that not every chamsen did they pass the latest. A chamsen, you have to be machiz. So Tosis wants to say, so could be, and before you machiz, he's not posoladis. So Tosis wants to say, could be they posoled a chamsen, not because of his actions alone, that he's, of this exalus chayfetz, even though there's no exalus momen. No, they posoled a chamsen who is a mechutzev. That means a person, Reuven goes over to Shimon, he chaps away his chayfet, and he puts money down on the table, and he runs away. So that person has in himself another tchune. He's a gewaldik and mechutzer. So there they pass the leidus and pass the lishvur. Masha ain't came. This Chamsin, who we're speaking about, the Ravuna says he has to swear shvur sheini b'shusoi, he did things in a very evil oifen. He didn't have the chutzpah to go and chop away a chayfetz. He came over and he said that it was stolen and he wants to pay. So Memela Sotosha says, you know, this person could be even kosher leidus. Leidus will come later and say, we found it in his basement, he's kosher leidus, kosher leshvur. Because this, oh, you need a hachroze, and could be the hachroze's only when it was chotav bezroya. Bahamakshe de kaporech neymer miga de choshet. The makshe held, let's say miga de choshet. The Gemara said, he's moire heter. He's moire heter that he's not doing anything too wrong because he's paying for it. The makshe did not know this. The Maksha held that he should be your choshed amomoyne. Av olgav dovadai kimlon de gazlon de rabonim boi achroze veine nifsa aladacha achroze kolike. No, kolike loy hei vidim ravuna al mishum de Maksha vokova boloi sachmai. So, the mother, Sotosis is saying, that the Ika Kasha was, is choshed on Leisachmoit. And Leisachmoit the Gemara held, even if you pay, you're over Leisachmoit. So he is a, is choshed on the deraisa of Leisachmoit. So the Gemara said, is choshed on Leisachmoit, it should be choshed Leishvur. The Gemara answered, people think Leisachmoit is dafka if you don't pay. But the Makshin held that Leisachmoit is a filu, you do pay. So that was Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So you have to understand if the Makshin held Leisachman is a filo you do pay, so what did he do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Gemara says, Achamsen needs Achroze. Why does Achamsen need Achroze? L'chayre, he was even Leisachman. So my Chavrusa wanted to say that there's a thesis in Sanhedrin that the Isifa Olem Chamsomin means when he was mephiasim, and Yenna was finally masking. That's a chamsin de rabona. Sometimes he won't be mephiasim properly. But here the Gemara held, without pious, he's in chanami, he's talking postum in atoya. Inami hochi makshin. The makshin faces a problem. He says, didn't the makshin realize that a chamsin before a chosis kosheleidis kosheleshvu, so what's the problem? Because he doesn't want to swear. Now let's explain what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying, Amir de Kazakh. This person, it's very interesting the tactics of this person. This person comes, b'chayshetim that really he's the ganef, he stole it. That's what he has to swear on in the b'shusay. Fine. But let's try to understand what this person wants to accomplish. Now, if this person would be a shtikel elech, that means he's a chamsen. He chas v'shalom will never steal, give money. He's a chamsen. But he's not a ganef. So Tais says to Kasha, since he's not a ganef, since he's not a gazlan, so he's not choshed on mamayne. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? A chamsin is only possible after a choze. So Tais says, but this person, if this person is only a chamsin, means he only steals when he pays money, so Lochere, he should have come like this. He should have said, you know, the chayfet she gave me, chotosi, avisi, poshati, I was pesheya, I left the door open, and it got stolen. That's what he should have said. If he would have said this, so I see his Elochkeit. That means, I'm a chuyif to pay. It's Pashati. That was Shemekin. I'm a chuyif to pay. So Memela, if he would say this, so then you're 100% right. So then, it could very well be that this person is not up to stealing Chas V'Sholom. That's why he said Pashati. He's going to pay for it. He was going to pay for it. So Memela, then Taisa says that then it's very good. So this person is Nechosh Namamayne. He's a I'm choshed him. He's a Chamson. So Chamson is kosher l'shvua. Kozman, there was no achos. But Taisa says, let's listen about the person. Why didn't this person say Pashati? He said Nignav Mimeni. Now Nignav Mimeni means, so when he came to Bezin, he said, I'm potter to pay. That's his Baruch Haba. I'm potter, I don't owe him a penny. That's what he said. Then, all of a sudden he said, you know, but I'm gonna be a nice man, and I'm gonna pay him for the chayfetz. Now, you have to understand, so what's Pshat in his tactic over here? So the Makshin held, Pshat is like this. If he had the audacity to say it was Nignav, and I don't owe him a penny, so that seems this person is choshed to steal. Now, all of a sudden it became about Shuva, no. He didn't become a Baal Tshuva. No, Pshat is, he wants to avoid the Shvuah. That means, if he really wants to steal. But he realizes, if he says, Nignav Mimeni, so Bezin will say, so swear it was Nignav. So in order to avoid the Shvuah, but this person is aiming to steal. But in order to avoid the Shvuah, so he says, I'll pay you for it. In order to push away the Shvuah. But the Makshin held, but this person is really Choshed Amamayne. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Taisus. Hachi Makshin, kimin she potar atzmai, b'meshetor nignavoy neblu, he potted himself. When he came to Besdin, he first wanted to make sure that he's potter. He had no intentions to pay. V'einim mishalom domi, ala lefi she'inei roitza lishova, because he doesn't want to swear. So to avoid the shvuah, he's paying the money. But I'm telling you, im hoya poitroi min ha-shvuah, loy hoya mishalem klu. Im kei neymo migu, dechosh namay, nechosh da shvuah. So the lechem apirim es akashe, the way Tosva says, okay, the way you understand the scenario now, you see alone. He's saying he wanted to steal. So why is he giving the money? Because he doesn't want to swear false. So you see him, you see Klo, that this person, even though he's not scared of stealing, he's scared of swearing. So right to what's Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. That's the Lech Mabir Mask. Al-Kaponim Amishani Moira Va'ima. So the Gemara answers, no, he doesn't want to steal. He thinks that, that if you pay for it, there's no Abla whatsoever. The Gami Moira Paitra Mina Shvue, Shema Kamaike Noyim Mishalim Domim. Lefi Shema'akiv Apikot B'yod Yilochi Leichoshed Amamayna. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Geitz Sheyeitze Mitachas HaPatish, we have a Veer Mestoma Smith that's banging, and the spark flew out, Behizik Chayiv, is Chayiv to pay. Gomel Sho Yitun Pishton, a Gomel that had a load of Pishton on him, it was very loaded, and since there was so much pishton on it, so it went into a chanus. And it got kindled by the ner of the chenveni. So the malgomo is chayiv, he was a pesheya by putting so much pishton on the gomel that it goes into the stores, so memele is chayiv to pay. What if it wasn't mitzad the pshia of the bala gomel? The chenveni left a ner outside, so whoever passes by is olo that the pishtim will start burning, achen v'ni chayiv. Rav Yehuda Omer b'nei chanukah potter. But if it was chanukah, he put out a nei chanukah, so even though mitzad echot, he's doing a dangerous thing to put neiris outside, but since he's doing it to a shus peasant, so they patted him for the hezekes, which he was misafet. אמר הרבים ממשמי דרובה, שמע מינו מדרב יהודה, נאחן כמצווה לניחו בסייך עשור. וזה מצווה to be מדליק, ונאחן כ... be less than 10 פוחים from the ground. So memela, so this person wanted to do the mitzvah properly, so he made the ner lower. So memela, so he did the mitzvah, Chazal patted him to pay the hezek, because he's boshus bezn. The isal kedaitach lemaila meyasor is also good lechatchila. Amai omer av yudah nechan lekepota lei malei havele lanuche lemaila megomo boroichvay. So make make a high, you wanna be a kai mitzvah chanukah behider, fine. Make a tall menorah, and it won't be lemaila migomo v'roichloi. So there won't be it's not a sakona for the menorah shusaram. And you'll be mekayim your mitzvah. Ela lav shemamino mitzvah lanicha b'seich asore. So mitzvah lanicha b'seich asore. So that is why. That is why he's potter, because if you want to do the mitzvah properly, he has to be in a dangerous life. Omri Sedimor says, no. Loi lamei malach afilo maila mei asor. Afilo maila mei asor, yimekayim the mitzvah lachatchila. Mai amret, hi boi loch lanucha la maila mei gomo voroich voi. Sedimor says, kivin de be mitzvah kaosi kule hai leit chuchu rabo. Amir de ke kule. That since this person is doing a mitzvah, they didn't want to be matriach him. How to make the Ner Chanukah. So, however he made it, since he's doing a mitzvah, so Chazal patted him for many hezekes. Omar Rav Kana Dosh Abnosim Bamanyumi Mishmei Derav Tanchim Ner Chanukah Shenicho Lamaylo Mei Esrim Amo Psulo Kesuke Uchimobo. Just like a Suke Lamaylo Mei Esrim is possible. If you have a Koyre and a Movi that's Lamaylo Mei Esrim is possible, so Ner Chanukah Lamaylo Mei Esrim is possible. Zogt Rashi, lemaila me'esrim ama, lechozi lo inchi, lemefarsim nisse. There's no pirsim anes, v'anal lefarsim me nisse b'ina. That's a ma'al me'esrim is post. Zogt Rishvis, psulo kesuke chamovoi. Teima davle lemeima yimayit. Why did it say psulo? Should have said an eitze, what to do? You should make it lower. Kedamrinim bereish mesecha suke, the Gemara in the beginning of Masech Tesukah Esakasha, it says, Sukah l'mayla m'esrim amo psulo. Movi l'mayla m'esrim amo yimayet. There it says, the Koyre, if the Koyre is l'mayla m'esrim amo, you should make it lower. So the Gemara asks, why is it that by Sukah it says, Aloshim psulo, doesn't tell us an Eitzah what to do, just tells us it's possible. And by Movi, it tells us, that it tells us everything. It tells us that this matzav is not good, and yimayit. V'yishloima mishum d'boi l'meima kisuke, he says it's posel kisuke chamovei, noch kadloshim psula. So that means he wants to compare it to these two things, and by suke, the loshin of posel is the proper loshin, so it says psula kisuke. Inami. Lefi shayat zorich laharich beloshn. He didn't want to say yemayit. Veloima, but you can't just schlep it down. He'll have to say yechabe. You have to first extinguish the ner chanukah. The yemayit, and then bring it down to a proper level. The yarza viadlik. The lemayit k'mayshim edlekes leisagi. K'demrini bepegva ma'madlik imedlika bifnim reitzi bechutz leyosu veleklum. You have to hadlaka is a mitzvah. You have to make a hadlaka that is a pirsum inise. And the Gemara says if you were madlik it b'fnim, which wasn't a pirsum inise, and you took it outside, you want yaitze because it's a some emela or people will say that letzoche you hidli. Some emela that is why you have to be mechabit. So the same way over here also for zlamayla miyasrim. L'maisitz apostle hadloke. So in order to be machshere, the Tana would have to be marech and say, yechabe v'yemayit v'yarze v'yadlik. So in order to avoid arichas hadvorim, he said psulah.